So, Saints, we will continue in our pursuit of knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ. So, if you're here visiting or you don't have a copy of the book, I think David has some that you could borrow. Just make sure you return it. Or you could, anyway, just find someone close to you to follow along. So we're on week two, and so primarily I'll just give a short introduction covering some of the major points on the outline, and then also bring out some of the verses. So how about let's turn to week two, that's page 22, and let's read the title all together. Okay, so week two, page 22, ready, set. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as the good land, our allotted portion. Okay, so my goal is to hopefully unpack just this very title. And I think it would be very good if we just go into the scripture. And so let's turn to Deuteronomy 8:3 in the Old Testament. If you have the book, it's... is it in here? I don't think so. It's not in here. But this is a very important verse, so let's just turn to that real quick. And once you have it, you could let's start.
Which
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
Okay.
So that'll be the first verse.
And he humbled you and let you go hungry and fed you manna, which you had never known, nor your fathers had never known, so that he might make you know that man lives not by bread alone, but that man lives by everything that proceeds out from the mouth of Jehovah.
Amen. Amen. Actually, sorry, I gave you the wrong reference, but that is a very good verse, and I'll incorporate that since we read it. But it's actually Exodus 3:8. I'm sorry. Yeah, Exodus 3:8.
Exodus.
Exodus. Which is day two. Sorry about that. That's why I was not here. Okay, ready? Page 28. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey,
to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
Amen. So here in Exodus we see actually God's intention in bringing the children of Israel. It wasn't that they were just in usurpation, that they were under the bondage of Pharaoh, that God just, you know, had a heart for his people, that he just wanted to rescue them out of that situation. But actually the goal, the intention of God was to bring them out of Egypt and eventually to enter into this good land. And so, brothers and sisters, when God says something is good, we need to pay attention to it.
Amen.
This is a good land.
Amen.
This is a spacious land. This is a land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
Okay, so this is the Old Testament picture that God's people are to enter into the good land. So now let's come to the New Testament and let's turn to Colossians chapter 2. 6 and 7. This is day 4 in the book here. Page 32.
Page 32.
Yeah. Ready? And we could just read up to him in verse 7.
As therefore you have received the Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, having been rooted and being built up in him.
Him. That's it, yeah. And then let's also read Colossians 1:12.
Day 26.
Yes, day 2. Ready? Go. Amen. So here in Colossians, we see that Paul, when he was writing this book, he was actually thinking about the Old Testament type, right, of the good land, right? We see in Colossians 1:12 that, hallelujah, we've been qualified, right, for a share. This is a share. That means this is something you and I, we have.
Amen.
Of the allotted. You think about allotment, right? When you have land, there's lots, right? Parcels of land that you could build your house on. That's an allotment. But what is this allotment? This is the allotted portion, right? God as our portion. And how do you also see this is in the verse we read in chapter 2, right? We have received, what? Christ. Jesus our Lord. Christ has now entered into us as a spirit. And so now, what do we do? Is it we just wait for one day, Kenny? We go to heaven? No, we need to walk in Him.
Right.
Why does Paul use that word, walk in Him? What do you walk on? What do we daily walk on? We walk on the land.
That's right.
From place to place. We enjoy the land. This is a picture of our Christian life. Mm-hmm. We're walking on Christ as the land. And not only that, and this is very mysterious, because on the one hand, we're walking, but then we're also what? Being rooted and being built up in Him.
Amen.
I can't explain how this works. How can you be walking and also in the same time being rooted? But this is a divine mystery.
Yeah.
I hope some of us, we will bring that out this morning. And so let's go to the outline now. And this is a wonderful outline to really bring together what the burden of this week is. How about let's read Roman number 1 all together. Christ as the preeminent and the all-inclusive one is the allotted portion of the saints. And then letter B.
The New Testament believers' allotted portion is not a physical land. It is all-inclusive Christ as the life-giving spirit.
Amen. And so you see, actually, in that point, there's the references that we just read. You also need to know what Galatians 3:14 says, which actually tells us that the promise that was given to Abraham, and remember, what was the promise? It was the land, right? God called Abraham to enter into the land of Canaan. That promise is now actually for us in the New Testament. Just the blessing of the Spirit.
Amen.
So if you connect these things together, you realize the Spirit that we have received into us, right, is just the good land.
Amen.
Right? It's just the fulfillment of this land, this promise. And so now let's consider just for a moment, what is the land, right? We don't have time to get into the details, but from the very beginning in the Bible, right, we see that God's desire, right, in forming man was to put him in the Garden of Eden, right, in front of the Tree of Life. And in a sense, actually, this shows us God's heart. He wants man to what? Enjoy him,
amen,
right, as the Tree of Life, to eat him, right? And he also what wants man to work in the garden, right, to actually just enjoy this land that God has put man into, right? And so to a certain degree, actually God, you could say, wants to be everything to man. He wants to be man's protection. He wants to be man's safety. He wants to be man's entertainment. He wants to be man's everything, right? And once, actually, man fell, you see that man started to produce a culture outside of God, right? Creating cities, making weapons, making forms of entertainment. And so, we need to realize that in the very beginning, it was not so.
Right.
God wanted to be everything.
Yeah, right.
God wanted to put this man that He created as a vessel to enjoy Him as everything.
Amen.
So today, in a very practical way, brothers and sisters, we need to experience We need to know this all-inclusive Christ, right? This title is wonderful. All-inclusive means that He wants to be anything and everything to us. We need to also, what, experience the extensive Christ, right? In every aspect of our daily living. Let's read Roman numeral 2 together. The purpose
of God's calling is to bring God's chosen people into the enjoyment of all-inclusive, extensive Christ, typified by the good land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen. And then let's read Roman numeral 3. How about brothers, you read the Roman numeral, and then the sisters could read A.
We can walk in Christ as our living image, and absorb Christ as our soil, and we reap the beauty from the soil.
Sisters A.
Colossians 2:8-15 presents a full description and definition of Christ as the soil in which we do not lack anything. As we take time to absorb Him as the all-inclusive Lamb, the facts in these verses become our experience.
Amen. So I'll just finish with this. These 2 points. It's one thing for us to see to know doctrinally that Christ is this Lamb, right? But for us to really experience, actually, it requires our human cooperation in a very practical way. And I think this will be brought up. We're here to encourage one another, saints.
Amen.
We need to. What do we need to? We need to what? Take time.
Amen.
Actually, this phrase, take time, really impressed me in my preparation, right? For us to walk, right, to experience this wonderful, extensive land, we need to take time.
Amen.
Right? To what? To absorb. Just yes. Like roots, plants, right, in the soil. You know, it takes time for them to absorb, to take in all the nutrients, these riches, right? And so, for us to realize this Christ to be everything to us, we need to, what? We need to contact Him. We need to turn to our spirit. We need to enjoy Him in the Word. We need to pray. Pray over the Word. We need to just spend time with the Lord. Right? To allow Him to speak to us. For allow Him to deal with us. And actually, we'll see that this very much has to do with the condition of our heart.
Right?
Yes. Paul, in chapter 2, he actually starts off in this way. Right? He prayed that their hearts may be comforted.
Amen.
Saints, may your heart be comforted this morning.
Right?
I don't know where each and every one of us is, but our heart is actually the gateway.
Yes.
Right? It's the opening, right, to all the issues of life. And so this is why in Proverbs 4 it says we need to guard it. Right? We need to protect it with all vigilance. Mm-hmm. Right? If our heart is not right, maybe it's anxious, maybe it's a little sad, depressed, maybe it's depressed. Whatever the case is, we could what? We could just turn from where we are and turn our heart to the Lord, right? Turn to face Him. Don't look at your situation. Actually, there's a final point here. We need to forget our situation. Forget our condition, our failures, right? And just to come to the Lord. And when we have the proper heart, the proper soil, then actually the root system, right, will increase and will expand into so many different aspects and areas of our Christian life, right? So I'll just stop here. And just like what we practiced in the past, we like to open it up to all the brothers and sisters to share. And I think in the beginning, you'll have a little longer time with 3 minutes. And then at some point, we'll have to shorten that. Okay, so please do give us your portion this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I like to touch on day 4, Roman numeral 3. So when I did some research in Costa Rica, I actually got to see something that could fulfill a little bit of this in a literal form. A walking tree, right? They're actual walking trees. They move up to around 20 meters per day.
Really?
And they're in, it's pretty analogous to our life in a way, because the trees in the rainforest, you know, some of the most biodiverse areas, has all this life, right? All these different kinds of soil, but the tree must walk, yet stay rooted at the same time. Because if it doesn't, it will die.
Right.
So I really like day four, and I can appreciate like an actual walking tree and us walking with God, but staying firm in Him and staying Him as our foundation.
Amen.
And I like the idea that, you know, normally when you're walking, as you take a step, right, you can wobble or fall over, right? But if you stay rooted with Christ, you get to appreciate Him, and you never want your life to be too fast-paced where you forget to pray, you know? Mm. Maybe you're stuck in traffic or whatever. If you stay with Christ, you have that. You appreciate, like, oh, thanks, Lord. Time to pray. Thanks, that's what this is.
Yes.
You know, and then as you exercise in your spirit, you won't ever let your anger get out of the hand when somebody cuts you off or whatnot. And I like that if you always give Christ the lead on these things, you know, as we're walking, we'll have a strong foundation. We'll never be swayed by the world, whether it be the news or somebody that just happened to try to ruin your day by giving you some whatever, you know.
Right.
Maybe it's like they're trying to tell you, oh, you know, don't do this because of it's going to snow. No, but you stay in Christ, things will just work out. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This message is really very enjoyable and very deep as the roots. Now, as you know, all the Old Testaments are shadows of Christ, are the shadow type of Christ. And I have in my garden, in my yard, I planted a raspberry, right? And I tried to get it out once. And it will try to give some to some friends. I tried to bring one to him to plant in his garden. But he died. He died. That's because the roots are very deep. And not only that, it's like we can stand, we are like the roots. We can go all the way down, right? But at the same time, these roots go all the way, they spread out. All the way spread out, and they keep coming more, you know, this, in different places. And this is, they're bearing fruit. And this is like walking. Like how could, like brother say, how could we stand and make roots and also walk in the soil? Well, this is what happened with my raspberries. But in here, there is a verse says, in day four, it says that we should not allow, let me read it from here. We have been rooted in the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. That's on week two, day four, in today's reading. We should not allow anyone to carry us away from such a soil.
Amen.
To be carried away from this soil is to be uprooted from it. When the book of Colossians was written, some were trying to uproot the believer from Christ. Now, we have the two, the milk and honey, which is a type of the judicial redemption and the organic salvation. Remember, when they stomped Jesus on the side, came out blood and water. Blood is the judicial redemption, and water is organic salvation. And we had to be very careful, because when we receive the Lord, we already start making roots, right? We're saved. We were redeemed. But now we need to grow. And how do we grow? By eating. Eating His Word. If we eat His Word every morning and pray and give thanks to Him, the roots keep going down, right? And not only going down, but still praying to other places. And then start giving fruit here, giving fruit like my raspberry is giving fruit over here, and giving fruit over here. And that's when we bear fruit, as we take care of others, and we pray for others, and we love the brothers in the Spirit. So we need to be stand firm, firm and rooted down, so we can go up and bear fruit.
Amen.
Okay, we need to pray every morning and read the Word. this is what we need. And the honey and milk will be produced in our life by the life of the Lord.
Amen.
And therefore, Roman numeral 3, I enjoy that we can walk in Christ as our living land and absorb Christ as our rich soil in which we have been rooted, so that we may grow with the elements that we absorb from the soil. And in day 6, I was encouraged again in Christ, as the soil there is victory over the evil spirits in the atmosphere, which is something we have to be fighting moment by every time. Since you look away, something tried to attack you to get you frustrated and doing things you're not supposed to be doing. But this was really encouraging to me. It says we need to forget, in Christ, we need to forget our situation, our condition, our failures, and our weaknesses, and simply take time to absorb the Lord. As we take time to absorb Him, we grow with the growth of God in us for the building up of the body of Christ. In the soil, there is also an element which strips off the rulers and authorities and triumphs over them. The element is victorious over the evil spirit in the atmosphere. So we have been planted in this soil, and now we must enjoy all the
riches. Amen. Yes.
And this little prayer: Lord, I want my consecration to be fresh. I want to open to you anew. I want my roots to be tender, that I may absorb your riches. Amen. Lord, don't let my roots get old.
Right.
So we just have to keep coming to the Lord each day. He's our moment by moment supply. So if we do that, I don't think our roots will get old. Mm-hmm. Take time to absorb Him, to assimilate the rich elements from Him as the soil. If you take time to absorb the Lord, you will be able to testify that in Christ you have no lack.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy this phrase, victory is in the soil.
Yeah.
And the thread that runs through all this is that we need to absorb our Christ in the soil.
Amen.
And so this is basically a wonderful thing. You know, in Song of Songs, the Shulamite says in 4:16, "Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow upon my garden. Let its spices flow forth. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his choicest fruit." And here we see that, you know, the Shulamite, she was calling for the north wind. And we know that the north wind, you know, represents, you know, the trials and tribulation, you know, the cold and, you know, things that are not so wonderful. But she's saying, come, north wind. And then come south wind. The south wind is the nice, you know, nice weather, and it's nice, right? So she was not afraid of whatever situation came forth. And so she had become a garden. She had become a garden with all wonderful spices there. And so she was able to comfort others. She was able to give out the fragrance because it didn't matter to her. She had reached this point of absorbing, you know, God in the, you know, the soil. She actually was a garden. And this other verse in Jeremiah 17:8 that says, "And he will be like a tree transplanted by the water, which sends out its root by a stream. And will not be afraid when heat comes, for its leaves remain flourishing. And it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit."
Amen.
So we need to be those that are sending out our roots. But in order for that, it takes time. You know that this song, "Take time to behold him, the world passes by." You know, and so that only comes for many, many years of absorbing. Just like the tree. It takes many, many years, you know, to uproot a tree that's been there for a long time. Forget about it. You know, these roots, they even go into under the house. You know, the roots of a tree, if it's too close to the house, can uproot that tree. Recently, we went to see this great house, And the structure, it was all gone because it had so many trees around it. It had damaged the structure of the house. And so this really are roots that would strip off the powers and authorities of darkness. You know, when we have trees, you know, we come these trees, we just strip off all the authorities. And it doesn't matter whether the north wind comes or what comes before us because we're deeply rooted in Christ.
Amen.
Enjoyed the sense of fellowship of all the roots. I just came back from California yesterday, and during my trip there visiting family, my family took me to two places, just beautiful. One is called San Jacinto State Park, and the other one is called Angels National Forest. So we're hiking up and down, and just I saw this like amazing trees, how the roots grew, literally, like, in the middle of the rock. Those rocks are humongous. And if you look at, you know, from the road, from the trail, it's sort of frightening, like, you also amazed how God's creation, you know, those roots actually literally came in, you know, going out from the rock, those humongous rock, those boulders. And then you look up, these trees are tall, very, very tall trees. And, you know, when I'm hearing all the saints fellowship, the roots, and I remember when I was young, I heard this elder brothers, a dear co-workers of Brother Lee, that Donaldson, Dishon, I think a lot of saints may know him. When I was little, I remember sitting in the conference, hear him talking about the Christian living should be a living of the eight different roots. So of course you know those things that we all know, praying, you know, calling on the name of the Lord, singing, praying, all those stuff. But I just appreciate and reminded, Lord, how much we need to enjoy you. Amen. In order to have a deep roots. Because when you see those roots, you know those trees, you know, even in the very dry condition, there's probably very little moisture. You know, you see the whole thing. It's like pretty brown. The tree, of course, you know, those are evergreen, so they're green. But, you know, you don't feel too much moisture. You know, so I feel, Lord, even in a very bad situation, it may not be the one that we'd like to experience, but praise the Lord, during this time, if we have deep roots, right, if we really can enjoy the all-inclusive Christ,
amen,
then that's the only way we can, you know, our roots can be grow in Christ, and we can walk in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I think it's marvelous that we see the good land, Christ as the good land. Usually when we think of Christ as the all-inclusive land, the land of Canaan, right, we think immediately of the Old Testament, especially the account in Deuteronomy. But here we're not in Deuteronomy just yet, right? We're actually in Colossians. And in Colossians, it's in chapter 2 that we have these series of verses that says, therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, right? It says, walk in him.
Amen.
Walk in him. Having been rooted and being built up in him and being established in the faith. Even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And so here is just already a picture, Paul was speaking of something in reference to the good land in Deuteronomy. And I just really appreciate what Brother Lee was really able to bring out in these outlines and also in the ministry portions, where actually Christ is the soil. And as the soil, as ones who are rooted in Christ as the soil, we're walking in Him, and even more, what's in this soil? It's all the rich elements that follow these verses in chapter 2 in Colossians. So in the soil, there is the burial. Well, first, there is Christ as the head of all authority and of all rule. And so we can enjoy Him as the head of all rule and authority. Many times things can be very chaotic, and it's just good to know, Lord, You are the head of all rule and authority.
Amen.
So that's like, thank You, Lord. I need You as such a head.
Amen.
And then there's in this soil, there's the rich element of burial. You know, many times the problem is not the situations. Many times the problem is with us.
Right.
Of course, we always have that really difficult, you know, maybe a really difficult supervisor, or we have a really troublesome colleague, or this or that really provokes us and irritates us. But we need to be buried. And actually, in the Word, it says we are buried.
Amen.
Right? In verse 12, buried together with Him in baptism. Right. And so that's all in the soil, right? That's all, it's the Christ that we've been rooted into. And then, of course, in the soil, there's the raising up. There's the stripping off of all rulers and authorities. There is the making a display of them openly, right? You put them in open shame. That's what Christ accomplished. But that's what we can enjoy, what He accomplished as the one who is the soil, right? Anyways, I was just refreshed again to see that what a Christ we have.
Amen.
As the soil. Right? I didn't realize in the soil there are all of these elements that are so rich for our participation and for our application.
Amen.
I enjoyed the same thing. I don't think I ever realized that in Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 15, it's a description and definition of Christ as the soil, and that there are all these elements in there that deal with every negative aspect in our being. But what I appreciated from this set of verses is actually these prepositions. It keeps saying, in Him, right? Also, you are circumcised, buried together with Him in baptism. And again, it's either in Him or with Him. So we realize, actually, this is fact, right? We have already received the Christ, Jesus the Lord. We've already, it says, having been rooted and being built up in Him. So I appreciate it. When we read these verses, we just say, amen. But then sometimes we say, Lord, this is not yet my experience, right? I agree that in the Bible, these are the facts, but how come in my experience I'm not there yet? And I just appreciate it in the outline, it just says, in Roman numeral 3a, Colossians 2, 8 through 15, presents a full description and definition of Christ as a soil in which we do not lack anything. As we take time to absorb Him as the all-inclusive land, the facts in these verses become our experience.
Amen.
So I just really appreciated the portion at the end of the week talking about how we need to take the time, right,
yeah,
to absorb Him. We need to have the fresh, tender roots. And actually, as we take the time, then all of these things become our experience, right? What David referred to as the, you know, to realize that there's the killing element, because, you know, I remember somebody told me one time, a dead person has no feelings, you know? Like, sometimes we're just stuck in our feelings. Somebody says something, and you're just like, oh, why did they say that? You know, you go and try to spend time with the Lord, and you're just like, keep thinking about what somebody said, and you have no bandwidth to touch the Lord. But you know what? In the soil, there's the killing element and there's the burial element. And so we've already died with Christ. We've been buried together with Him. And actually, He's already raised us up together with Him. And then I also appreciate this matter of our heart. Actually, this morning when I woke up, my mind, I actually didn't even know what day it was. And my mind just went to all of these different things. And I just realize I just need to turn my heart to the Lord. And
Amen.
We just say, Lord, I turn my heart to You, because I don't want to miss You today. And sometimes our heart can just, there's just so many things. We need to turn so the veils can be taken away and we can behold Him, right? And as we take the time to behold Him, then we can absorb Him, and it actually then all the elements in the soil become our experience, right? And so I just appreciated, you know, simple prayers. Lord, today, right now, I turn my heart to you. Teach me how to spend time with you, to absorb you as the soil, you know, Lord, or, you know, we can just pray, Lord, make these things, these facts, my experience.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can you turn to day 3? It's pretty impressive. Like, I don't know about you, but every time I hear the phrase, the good land flowing with milk and honey, I always, like, in my natural concept, I always picture, like, rivers of, like, milk and actual honey. And then I'm like, that's, like, very, like, unsanitary. Like, who in the world would want to eat from that? But anyways, I don't know what it was actually like, but the significance of the milk and honey is really great. And then in Song of Songs 4, the verse says, your lips drip fresh honey, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue. And then it goes into the significance of what that means, because milk and honey are, like, the consummate issue of the vegetable and the animal life, because milk is a result of grass and cows, and then honey is from bees and like flowers and stuff. So it's the consummation of like the animal and the plant life. So redemptive and organic salvation combined into one. But then at the same time, honey also represents the sweet love of the Lord.
Amen.
And then milk is also kind of, it can become like butter and the curds, which is the richest grace. So it's pretty incredible. Like, it says honey and milk are under your tongue, and then it kind of goes into a bit here in the passage how it's not on your lips, it's within you. It's something that no one can really see, but when you speak, everything is just like the content, the riches of Christ just come right out. And then it's really sweet. It says that this type of thing, or this production of milk and honey, does not happen overnight. It takes a very long time through many different experiences of enjoying the Lord in very, I would even like boring or like slow, like nothing's like going on, or maybe it's a very rough situation, but no one knows about it. But in those situations, we can enjoy Christ as milk and honey. And then what comes out, and this is where it gets like really practical too, because like, I was like, Lord, what comes out of my mouth? Like, am I speaking? Is milk and honey coming out of my lips? Or is it something a lot less pleasant? Like, what's coming out? And it's really just a matter of how much do we have stored within us? Because if it's dripping out of your lips, that means you have just so much content within you that it just keeps coming out. And then everyone can, like, taste of it. So really, yeah, I'm just really impressed that this is such a key component of enjoying Christ as the good land, because it literally says flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
So we really need to enjoy Christ in these aspects.
Amen.
Amen.
Calling.
This week it talks about our allotted portion.
Amen.
I was very touched by this phrase. It's our portion. It's allotted portion. You know, my mom is 78 years old. And recently, she she's trying to arrange her property, you know, in Taiwan. So she said that, okay, now you three children, you come here. So this is your portion. After I die, you know, you three will take care of this house. So, you know, I was like, okay, my brother is a Christian, I'm a Christian, but my sister is not a believer. But then because it's my mom's will, so I cannot say, sorry, you know, I don't want this portion, or sorry, you cannot have that portion. So I was very touched that, you know, and by the way, you know, actually even if two of us, we are Christians, we still have a lot of discussions, you know. Like, it's not like, okay, so I agree with you, you agree with me. It's like we are going to have this portion together, okay? So I was very touched that this week's message is really talking about we as a whole, we enjoy this land together.
Amen.
So it's not about you or me, it's we as together. So we cannot say, so, you know, like my brother, forget about it, my sister, forget about it. We need to work together. You know, this is our land. We need to labor together. So I was very touched by Jerry's sharing. You know, I'm very interested in sweet stuff. So this week, this honey just, you know, caught me. This honey. But then originally I was saying, honey is neck pig, you know, because all brothers and sisters told me that pig, you really cannot have more of the sweet stuff. But then this week is different. It's positive. It's positive. Okay? So we really need to labor so that the words that come out from our mouth are all positive. You know, sometimes, like, we have failures and we see, you know, brothers and sisters situations. But we are in the same family. We are working, we are laboring on the land together. So, and you know, I was so touched that, you know, actually every time when a situation is coming, is actually our opportunity to experience Him in a deeper way.
Amen.
And also, that is the time to expose us that, Lord, we are so limited. We are so short of Your love. We are so short of Your glory. Then we turn to Him. That's the time that we can turn to Him. So, you know, another thing is that I really hope that, you know, we together, we have this sense that, you know, all the negative things can turn to positive.
Amen.
If we have faith in the Lord.
Amen.
If we have this practice in the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed this week's message. It was so rich, right? So, you know, just like... I mean, it really is an experiential message, right? It's not something that's doctrinal, but it's really pictures this Christ, this wonderful, you know, all-inclusive and extensive Christ before us. Just looking at my experience, like, oh, I just feel like, oh, Lord, I just want to experience You more. You're so rich, right? You're so extensive, you know. How can I, you know, experience You more, right? So, you know... as brothers and sisters have already shared, we really need to grow roots, right? And actually need to grow fresh roots.
Amen.
A few years ago, I bought like two trees. I planted both, but one never grew. So then what happened was I dig it out, and I saw, okay, there's no new roots. It's like just old roots. So anyways, you know, right? So we really need to for have the life for a tree to grow, we really need to grow new roots. Same thing for our Christian life. We really need to grow deeper into Him. And actually, you know, when our roots are deeper and, you know, any kind of situation, right? You know, the hurricanes or wind, actually, you know, the neighbor across from me, like right behind them, you know, when the Sandy hit, right, there was a huge tree just toppled over. And, I mean, the tree looks so tall, right? It's probably like, you know, I don't know how tall it is. It's just like so big, but the trunk is like this big, but the tree just toppled over. But when you look at the roots, it's not that deep, you know. Just so we really need to grow deep, you know, in our Christian life, right? Grow in the Lord. I also really appreciate this milk and honey, right? You know, this is milk and honey is really something. I had the same, you know, when I was early in my Christian days, I was like, really? It's like, okay, well, the land is flowing with milk and honey, just like, you know, Jerry was saying, right? But there is actually the milk and honey is actually from the bees and the cows, right, and the sheep, right? And they require, we labor on the land, right? The bees require us to raise the bees, right? And it's not very fast. It's a slow process. Also, you know, the sheep and the cows, right? It really requires us to labor. So we really need to, like, daily absorb the Lord's, His word, right? The milk is the godless word, the word of milk, right? It's really, and also the honey is also, right, is also talking about His word. So we daily, we really need to labor in this, in His word. We take His word in.
Amen.
Gets assimilated, absorbing us. And, you know, we're so filled, right? Even our tongues, right? Mm-hmm. Our under the tongue will be filled with milk and honey. And only then we can actually start dripping the milk. So that, which really means that we can speak the word of grace, right? Mm-hmm. We can really, and actually here, with the help of the word, the ministry, we can really see the honey is to, you know, to help the weak, right? Mm-hmm. To feed the weak. And the milk is really to feed the newborn babes. So, you know, we all talk about we need to dispense life. This is the way to dispense life. First, we need to be filled with life. We need to really spend time to be, you know, to be assimilated by his sanctifying word, by his supplying word, that we really speak his word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sorry, we have about 10 minutes. I think there's still a lot of people want to share. Maybe we'll do this in 2 minutes.
Amen.
Okay. So, yeah, I also enjoy the same talk about the Lord's portion. So I can share my 2 cents here recently because I've been, you know, helping my relatives in China who are going through the coronavirus, you know, this extreme environment. I kind of support them. And I pray for them. Like even this morning, I received you know, WeChat from my brother, who is a believer. He's in Shenzhen, so he sent me, you know, the first one is actually a hymn. The name is called the Balm of Gilead. You know, the reason that there was a new drug produced by Gilead Pharmaceuticals right now is doing the clinical trials in China. Yeah, so last week in our middle school classmates WeChat, you know, somebody asked about the clinical trial. So they asked me, because I happen to work on this field, so I explained, you know, in my limited knowledge, what is this and this. So, but in short, you know, we pray for the whole nation of China. So, like, you know, people can repent.
Yes.
And can people can, you know, come to, you know, the, yes, cleansing from the Jesus' blood.
Amen.
And the and of course, you know, they're going a tremendous, like, difficulty. Mm-hmm. Even not a Wuhan, like in my hometown in Shenzhen, they are both, you know, I would say half quarantined, because they are restricting in a lot of things and even going out. So. But I believe, you know, Christ is the healing source.
Yeah.
And now we wish they can come to the repentance.
Amen.
They can come to the salvation.
Amen.
And then finally they can come to the healing from our God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I feel like I always hear about being, like, resurrected in Christ, being dead in Christ, but I feel like for me to apply, even though I could say amen to all those things, I feel like I'm still, like, not there. Because I let my feelings come in quickly. Like, I was sitting down and I was pondering about, like, my situations. And I'm like, how am I going to overcome this if I still feel this way? You know, I was like, maybe I should just ask fellowship. But I'm going to hear the same thing, you know. And one thing that we were discussing, and even in our home meeting, how do we make such things that we read sometimes not become doctrine, but become real experiences in our life. And I really enjoy what Esther shared, that we just need to simply turn. And I've, you know, this sister, she, well, I consider her, like, as my spiritual mother. She texted me, she's like, because she had enjoyed something from the ministry, and she's like, to be a Christian does not require anything except that one learns to turn to the Spirit and walk according to the feeling of the Spirit.
Amen.
Day by day, he needs to take heed to the inward feeling, and in everything he does, he needs to obey the feeling of the Spirit. If we obey the feeling in our spirit in this way, we will not need to make up our mind to be humble. And I feel like with me is like, if I take in Christ and I continue to absorb him as the riches that he is, you know, I won't have that feeling to suppress myself. I feel like a lot of us try to suppress, you know, reacting.
Right.
Like when someone was giving the example of the supervisor, I don't really like not my supervisor, but my manager at work. Or I don't really like my situation right now, or the people that I'm with. And so I feel like a lot of times I try to suppress or try to control not to react or not do act this way or be this way. But sometimes we just really need to just turn in those moments. And I remember this brother in our whole meeting, even in our job, if we can call on the Lord, that's even a simple way to,
amen,
absorb him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I just learned a new word today, just called Buffy. Because previously when I know this word is
for the restaurant for food, right? But you know what? Actually, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, there Paul mentioned buffet, but in a different way. He said there was everybody probably you probably all know that there's a thorn in his flesh. From the he said it's from the messenger of Satan that might buffet me. So in here, yeah. Buffet means punch. Mm-hmm. Means. Like buffet, yeah.
Buffet.
Buffet. Like buffet. Means punch, like kind of, you know, hurt him. Mm-hmm. So he said, in order that I might not exceedingly lift it up, concerning this, I entreated the Lord 3 times, mm-hmm. that it might depart from me. And he was said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast in my weaknesses, and the power of Christ, my tabernacle over me. Mm. So I want to echo the sister was sharing, turn the negative to the positive. Mm. So there's also a small point here said this weakness is not produced overnight, mm. but right. come from the long period of gathering inward activity and care for storage. Mm-hmm. So as sister said, in all the situation, we can turn to the Lord. Mm. And actually, in most cases, we turn to the Lord because of the negative situation.
Right.
And turns out, when we turn to Him, this negative situation turns to a positive
right.
situation.
Amen.
And every time we storage this grace, mm-hmm. and then that becomes more milk and sweetness under our tongues.
Amen.
And,
yes.
and during the time, because we have this storage, when we share with others, when we fellowship with others, mm-hmm. we can flow out Amen. This merciful and gracious word to
Amen.
Others.
Right.
And
Amen.
That's a way to supply the life of Christ.
Amen.
So I think we all need to turn to the Lord more frequently
Amen.
And notice actually all the negative things just help us to
yes.
turn to Him. To turn the negative to the positive.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I share something more?
Thank you.
It's been a little shy. But I really enjoy the hymn for this week, how it says, especially the second stanza, it says, take time to behold Him, the world rushes on. And it says, by looking to Jesus, like Him thou shalt be, thy friends and thy conduct, His likeness shall see. So I really enjoy that because, you know, as I'm sitting here, you know, sitting here blending with the saints. So, I don't know if most of you guys know, but today is, like, the first day of New York Fashion Week. So, it's, like, a big deal in my industry. And then, so, one of my clients is actually, is, like, doing the fashion show. And then, so, pretty much all of us have to be there today. So, when I told my boss, I was like, oh, I don't really know if I can go. And then she was like, you know, it's, you know, all of us are going, you have to go because you have to help set up. And I was like, okay. And then I told John, I was like, I really don't want to go. I really don't want to go to New York, especially on Lord's Day. And I was like, I'm really not. Like, I was really into Fashion Week before. I was like, I just hate it now. And then, on Friday, I talked to my daughter, I was like, can I not go? And then she's like, I need you to give me a really good reason why you're not going. And I go, okay, Grace, come up with a reason. And then I would go, oh, I was like, I might have to serve piano at church. And I was like, I can't really find a replacement. And then she goes, that important? I was like, yeah. I was like, there's not a lot of people serving piano at my church. I was like, I really can't miss it. And then she goes, okay. And then she goes, fine, you can stay home, but I need you to, like, because there's one more other person staying home, but that's because she's, like, leaving for vacation, like, today, so she can't go. So, she, like, me and her are responsible of tracking, like, all the social media and stuff like that. So, I'm sitting here, I'm, like, getting all these texts from my clients, like, oh, the celebrity walk-in, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, I really don't care. And then, but anyway, so I'm trying to be as short as possible. But I really just enjoy, like, when I was seeing this hit. You know, like, the world rushes on. You know, like, everyone's talking about the latest beauty trends, latest fashion trends. Mm-hmm. The next year, like, what's trending today is not going to be trending next year. You know, and then, like, the world just rushes on. And then, I'm here reading this verse, by looking to Jesus, like, Him that shall be, thy friends and thy conduct, His likeness shall see. And I just really praise the Lord that, like, everyone in my company knows, like, I'm here at church. And then one of my friends was like, oh, Grace is always too holy for us. Like, they always said, and I would share this in a home meeting. And for me, when I first heard that, like, I was like, oh, this is such a, like, a, not an insult, but not a compliment at the same time.
But now, but like today, like I'm sitting here and all my, you know, all my colleagues are there. But like I'm really here, you know, the, my friends see me, but they see Christ. Yeah. And so I really enjoyed this stanza, how like, you know, his likeness shall see. So like my colleagues are seeing Christ in me. Mm-hmm. And then I also enjoy that here it says that how our roots need to be refreshed and needs to be tender. You know, me being, you know, me being born in church, like I feel like my roots are pretty solid. But it's like my brother mentioned shit, like, you know, he planted this tree, but this tree never grew because new roots never grew. And I'm, and then so like here, like even though my roots are pretty, you know, pretty sturdy, but like sitting here, I feel like my roots are being refreshed right now as well, because not only am I, you know, separating myself from the world and allowing my colleagues to see Christ in me, I feel like just hearing all this thing sharing, I feel like my roots are being refreshed. Amen. And it's just being watered, and my roots are being sturdier and deeper.
Amen.
And I just praise the Lord that this new year I'm starting right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm going to share something real quick. So I just really enjoyed that our Christ is this soil that has all of these elements of bearing, killing, raising up, and even making us alive. And this week I had to do a presentation for one of my classes. I had to speak about addiction and anxiety, but in terms of medical nutrition therapy. And the group I was speaking to was just a few to-be dietitians. And, well, I mean, they were my classmates. And so when I spoke and I, because I had to do so much research on it, had to study all the drugs, all the symptoms, how to identify, how to treat. And when I spoke and I finished my presentation, then I didn't have many questions, but I had many comments saying that, oh yeah, we know this drug. I use it. I've been using it since I was 12. And then another person would be like, oh, you use that drug? I use this other drug. It helps me better, but it has these side effects. And then there's this whole discussion going on after my presentation. And I realized, like, I didn't even need to do this presentation. They already know, like, how to treat and the symptoms of addiction and anxiety. And so, but it was a huge realization to me that so many people around me, even though we're in the same pursuit of the same career, like for me, I want to be a dietitian. I want to help people. But I am so surprised that my classmates, even though like they're undergoing through all these things, and they still want to help people. But for me, like I'm like, how can you help someone if you're undergoing through anxiety for your entire life? So, but praise the Lord, like praise the Lord, we're Christian. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord that we have Christ as the soil with all these elements. When we spend time with the Lord, our roots grow deeper, and we get built up in Him, and we absorb all the killing elements, and we eventually we're even made alive in Him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I want to just piggyback off of what Phoebe said. With her classmates, I can give more of a light to that because I've struggled with anxiety and depression, but I work at a hospital, and I love helping people. And you get to a point where, you know, you realize, you know, you have a problem. You realize that, okay, this is something that personally I have to work on, but at the same time, you realize just like the other young lady was saying, they see Christ through you. Mm. And once you realize people see Christ through you, it's not so much about, you know, okay, I'm hurting all the time. I have these problems. I have these worries. It's more about, okay, how can I bless the next person? Because besides the pills and besides the therapy and besides all these things that the world gives us that we can use, we tend to forget about God in the midst of everything, and we don't share His love. And sometimes I realize what helps me is just going to Him and speaking to Him, because I don't take pills. I don't believe in taking pills because I was on 12 different pills at one time for many different things, and I don't take any pills anymore. I'm clean. And so, and they're all medical. It was all prescribed. And so it's a blessing when you can reflect and kind of pick apart your past and use your past to help somebody else for the future. So I just wanted to share that. So, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord that He has given us an inheritance, right, and a lot of portion of the good land.
Amen.
Of course, this is not a physical land as in the Old Testament, as the Canaanites, but this is, you know, the all-inclusive Christ as the life-giving Spirit. So I very much enjoyed everyone speaking, and I very much enjoyed the thing about the good land as the rich soil. So, you know, in Colossians 2, 6 through 7, and 9 through 10 on D4, it says, "As therefore you have received the Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, having been rooted and being built up in Him. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily, and you have been made full in Him, who is the head of the rule and authority." Since we have been rooted in this rich soil, also known as Christ, we can absorb all the rich elements that are in this soil, grow and be made full in Him, and become His expression. These elements are summarized in the outline on days 4 and 5, and I'll just briefly go through them. Christ as a soil is the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And this fullness, right, is described as in I forget what day it is, but it was, day four. is inexhaustible, right? Inexhaustible fullness. So if we eat food, there's like a limit that we can take in. We get full and then we stop, right? Mm. But this fullness of Christ is inexhaustible. Right. We can continue to take Him nonstop. We just continue to eat and drink of Him. Mm-hmm. Some other elements is Christ as a soil is the head of all rule and authority. Mm. In Christ as a soil, there is the killing power which puts the flesh to death. In Christ as the soil, there is an element that causes us to be buried. In Christ as soil, there is an element that causes us to be raised up. In Christ as soil, there is an element that vivifies. In Christ as a soil, there is the wiping out of the handwriting and ordinances. Amen. In Christ as a soil, there is the victory over the evil spirits in the atmosphere.
Amen.
So when I was reading this portion of the message, what kept coming into my mind was that of a seed, right? So if you think about it, a seed, even though it's not technically dead, it's in a dead or dormant state. But once the seed is buried, it's buried in the soil. It contains all the rich nutrients, and it begins to grow, right? Roots begin to form. And the plant is risen out of the ground. As the plant spends more and more time in the soil, the roots become bigger and bigger, and they dig deeper and deeper into the soil for more nutrients. Just like this example of the seed and plant, we must take the time to enjoy the Lord as the all-inclusive land, so that all elements of Christ as the rich soil may be absorbed into us, for us to be made full in Him in our experiences. So, David, I'll ask you a question. What happens when a plant gets uprooted?
It dies.
Yes, exactly. So it dies, right? So the supply is cut off, right? Once you uproot a plant, it's not connected to the soil, loses all its nutrients, and that eventually dies. So just like a plant, if we get uprooted from Christ, our spiritual life dies too. So we need to have our roots planted firmly in Christ. Take the time to enjoy Him. Sister Virginia shared about, you know, they were looking at a house, and then there was like a lot of trees that were growing, and then the foundation was bad on the house. So Grace and I, actually, we have some trees in our backyard. It's probably not as bad as the house that Sister Virginia looked at, but there are roots growing, and it's getting close to the house. Mm-hmm. Grace brought me this really nice chainsaw in the summer. I'm actually going to dig down, and I'm going to cut these roots. I'm going to cut the portion. Like, it won't completely dig it out, but I'll dig down and cut a portion of the root out. And this happens to us in real life, right? So some of our roots may be cut from our day-to-day experiences. But praise the Lord, in day six, as Sister Barbara and some of the other sisters shared, if we would absorb the riches of Christ's soil, we need to have tender new roots, right?
New roots.
The tree probably won't die, I hope not, and it has other roots, so hopefully, it will stay. But just like that tree, we need to have these meek, tender new roots.
Amen.
Right? And so, and we need to practice this. And so how do our roots grow? We need to spend time in Him, right?
Amen.
As Shepherd said, we have to have that heart. Spend the time, dwell in Him, we have to have that practice of spending maybe 5, 10, 15, half an hour of our time, of our day, just dwelling in Him so that our roots can grow. And then I enjoyed the last paragraph on day 6. If you spend 30 minutes, and of course this is just a time, but if you spend, any amount of time to absorb the Lord and to enjoy Him in the morning, you will not be bothered by negative things during the day. The flies and scorpions will not pester you, for the elements in the soil will repel them.
Amen. Yes.
Right? So the more you grow, you're able to bear fruit, and then the sweet nectar and honey will just, drip from your mouth.
Right.
So praise the Lord, we have this soil in Christ that we can dwell in and to grow and just enjoy Him.
Amen.
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 Thank you. You're such a rich one.
Amen.
We've already been rooted in you.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for these tender new roots.
Amen.
Yes.
That's
right.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we can walk with you.
Amen.
You're there to guide us with each step we take.
Amen.
We need no other but you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Right. Thank you for planting us in you.
Amen.
We have already been rooted in you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to grow in you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to bear fruit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to be built up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Strengthen our faith.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, that we can really speak the word of grace.
Amen.
Oh, drip honey and milk.
Right.
Lord, to supply the weary.
Amen.
Be the new ones.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, gain us, Lord.
Amen.
Gain our building.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you for your sufficient grace.
Amen.
We just pray we can turn to you freshly.
Amen.
Oh, we can practice this tender root.
Amen.
Absorb all the elements on the land.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
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 Saints, remember to take a copy of this and we can do this.